Hello, I'm Pastor Steve. After my recent health problems, the doctors prescribed all kinds of big pharma to take care of my diabetes and my blood pressure, etc., etc., and those big pharma products did absolutely nothing to help me at all. Total waste of time. So I have tried and have been using the longevity products that are advertised on DIY Health here on EFR, and the results are rather spectacular. My blood pressure is way down in the normal range. My blood sugar is way down in the normal range. My energy level is up, and basically I really feel good. If you would like to try these products, you can contact my friend Patrick at area code 901-553-6900. That's area code 901-553-6900. Okay, that stuff really works and I'm very pleased. And I don't easily endorse things. Give Patrick a call and tell him what's going on, and he can help you out. See you later. May Yahweh bless and keep you.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. Show's word for word, I'm Pastor Steve. This is my 413th word for word show. That's not counting the repeats. That's the new shows. We're in the book of Mark. I left off at Mark chapter 10, verse 37. We will be taking it up with verse 38 today. The last show, Yaakov and Yochanan, the sons of Zabdi, they wanted to sit on his right and his left hand in the kingdom. So this is the response to that. Verse 38 of chapter 10, you could reference the book of Luke. Chapter 12, verse 50, that's Luke 12, 50. I suggest that you have writing material because I'm going to be giving notes for a lot of stuff. So I'll give them twice and that's it. I can't take up the whole show repeating notes. Verse 38, but Yahshua said to them, this is his response, you do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink and be immersed with the immersion that I am immersed with? They don't even know what's coming. Because he's going to drink the cup of death and be immersed with torture. So they don't know what they're asking. Verse 39, and they said to him, we are able. And Yahshua said to them, you shall indeed drink the cup that I drink, and with the immersion I am immersed with, you shall be immersed. And you can reference Matthew chapter 20, verse 23. That's Matthew 20, verse 23. Now, what he means here, you're going to drink the cup I drink, and you're going to get immersed with what I'm immersed in, because they're disciples, and all the disciples were tortured and beheaded. All of them. So they're going to follow him later on. If they're preaching the gospel, they'll be killed. So they didn't know it. Verse 40. And continuing on, he said, "But to sit on my right hand and on my left is not mine to give, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." Okay. In other words, he's not making that decision. Verse 41. "And when the 10, that's the other 10 disciples, heard it, they began to be sorely displeased with Jacob and Yochanan." That's raging ego. You know, man, that's pretty arrogant, wanting to do that. All right. Here's verse 42 and 43. You can reference Luke chapter 22, verses 25 and 26. That's Luke 22, 25 and 26. This is verse 42 of chapter 10. "And Yeshua, calling them near, said to them, 'You know that those who think to rule the nations are masters over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them.'" And this is verse 43. "But it is not so among you, but whosoever wishes to become great among you shall be your servant." All right, now that's verse 43. Verses 43 and 44, you can reference Matthew 23:11. Mark 9:35, and Luke 22:26. That's Matthew 23:11, Mark 9:35, and Luke 22:26. I've read verse 43. I'll read verse 44 now. "And whoever wishes to be first among you shall be servant of all." Here's verse 45. You can reference 4 Maccabees chapter 6, verse 29. That's 4 Maccabees 6:29. Verse 45 here. "For even the son of Adam," speaking of himself, "did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many." They weren't ready for that either. They don't realize that he's going to be murdered later by these Edomites. Okay? Pharisees and the scribes and the rest of them, they're the Edomites among them, they're going to kill him. And they're not ready they're not ready to accept that. I mean, they're just, that's more than they mentally can handle, okay? So they're going to miss. What's he talking about? All right, verse 46 of chapter 10 of Mark. And they came to Jericho, and as he was leaving Jericho with his taught ones and a large crowd, blind Bartimai, the son of Timai, was sitting by the way, begging. Okay, this guy was blind from birth. Okay. Verse 47. And when he heard that it was Yeshua of Nazareth, he began to cry out and to say, Yeshua, son of David, have compassion on me. Verse 48. And many were reprimanding him to be silent, but he cried out all the more, Son of David, have compassion on me. Verse 49. And Yeshua stopped and said, Call him. And they called the blind man, saying to him, Take courage, arise, he is calling you. Verse 50. And he, throwing aside his garment, rose and came to Yeshua. Verse 51. And Yeshua responding said to him, What do you desire I do for you? And the blind man said to him, Rabboni, that I receive my sight. He's calling him rabbi again, which you're not supposed to do, but the people were so ignorant they didn't get it. Verse 52. And Yeshua said to him, Go, your belief has healed you. Just a belief. He believed in him, and Yeshua commanded it, and that was all it took. He didn't have to touch him. He didn't have to do anything. He says, You're healed. And immediately he saw again and followed Yeshua on the way. And that ends chapter 10 of the book of Mark. Now we're going to get into chapter 11. And let's see how far we can get today. I really can't predict where a show is going to go because there's so many notes and there's so many things I have to comment on that are so important. And I can't try to rush a show just to get a lot of stuff in. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to be slow, methodical, and thorough on these teachings. I'm not in a hurry. They're too important. Okay. Verse 11. Chapter 11, verse 1. And when they came near Jerusalem, that's Jerusalem, to Bethphage and Bethania at the Mount of Olives, he set out two of his taught ones. Verse 2 of chapter 11. And said to them, go into the village opposite you, and immediately entering into it, you shall find a colt tied on which no one has sat. Loosen it and bring it. Verse 3. And if anyone says to you, why are you doing this? Okay. Why are you doing this? Say, the master needs it and shall send it back straight away. Verse 4. So they went away and found the colt tied by the door outside on the street, and they loosened it. Verse 5. And some of those standing there said to them, what are you doing loosening the colt? Verse 6. And they said to them, as Yeshua had said, so they let them go. Verse 7. And they brought the colt to Yeshua and threw their garments on it, and he sat on it. Those are the big four-cornered garments with the tzitzit that they wore. Verse 8. And many spread their garments on the way, and others were cutting down branches from the trees and were spreading them on the way, making a blessed path for the Messiah. Okay, that's what they were doing. Verse 9. And you can reference Psalm 118. Verses 25 and 26. Psalm 118, verses 25 and 26. And those going before and those following cried out, saying, Hosanna! Blessed is he who is coming in the name of Yahweh. Verse 10. And you can reference Psalm 118, verse 25 on verse 10. Psalm 118, verse 25. Verse 10. Blessed is the coming reign of our father David in the name of Yahweh. Hosanna in the highest. Verse 11. And Yeshua went into Jerusalem and into the set apart place. That's the temple. And having looked around on all, he went out to Beth Anya with the 12, as the hour was already late. Verse 12. And on the next day, when they had come out from Beth Anya, he was hungry. Verse 13, and seeing at a distance a fig tree having leaves, he went to see whether he would find any, and the word fruit is in italics, find anything probably on it. But when he came to it, he found none but leaves. for it was not the season for figs. It wasn't ready yet. Verse 14. And Yahshua responding said to it, let no one eat fruit from you ever again. And his taught ones heard it. Verse 15. And they came to Jerusalem. Yahshua, entering into the set-apart place, began to drive out those who bought and sold the money changers, the merchants, in the set-apart place, and overturned the tables of the money changers and the seats of those selling doves. Verse 16. And he did not allow anyone to carry a vessel through the set-apart place. That's where he beat up on those guys. Okay? Verse 17. And he was teaching, saying to them, has it not been written? My house shall be called a house of prayer for all nations. That's all the Israelite nations. You can reference Isaiah chapter 56, verse 7 on that. Isaiah 56, 7. Continuing on. But you have made it a den of robbers. And you can reference Jeremiah chapter 7 verse 11. Jeremiah 7 11 on that second half of verse 17. Verse 18. And the scribes and the chief priests heard it. They were Edomites, and they were in on this commerce going on in the house of Yahweh. So they didn't like it. The scribes and the chief priests heard it, and they were seeking how to destroy him, for they feared him, because all the crowd was astonished at his teaching. Verse 19 of chapter 11, and when evening came, he went out of the city. Verse 20, and in the morning passing by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. That's the one he cursed. Okay. Verse 21, then Kepha, that's Peter, remembering, said to him, Rabbi, look, the fig tree which you cursed has withered. Verse 22, and Yeshua answering said to them, have belief in Elohim. Verse 23. For truly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be thrown into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that what he says shall be done. He shall have whatever he says. Verse 24. Because of this I say to you, whatever you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them and you shall have them. And here's verse 25 and 26, and for 25 and 26, you can reference Matthew 6, verses 14 and 15. Matthew 6, 14 and 15. Verse 25, and whenever you stand praying, if you hold whatever against anyone, forgive, so that your Father in the heavens shall also forgive you your trespasses. And here's the kicker, verse 26. But if you do not forgive, now we're talking about Israelite to Israelite, not the others, okay? This is Israel only. But if you do not forgive, neither shall your Father in the heavens forgive your trespasses. You are to treat your fellow Israelite as a brother. Okay, that's what he's saying right here. You forgive your Israelite brother. Now, non-Israelites, that's not including the non-Israelites. They're trying to universalize that in the churches. No way. They're not part of the covenant. Verse 27 of chapter 11. And they came again to Jerusalem, and as he was walking in the set apart place, the chief priests and the scribes and the elders, these are people that were Talmud worshipers. They were the people keeping the tradition of the elders, came to him. Verse 28, and they said to him, by what authority are you doing these? All these miracles. Okay, by what authority are you doing these? And who gave you this authority to do these? Verse 29. And Yeshua answering said to them, I shall ask you one question and answer me, and I shall say to you by what authority I do these. Verse 30. The immersion of Yohanan, that's John the Baptist, okay, was it from heaven or from men? Answer me. Verse 31. And they reasoned among themselves, saying, if we say heaven, he shall say, then why did you not believe him? Because they had a problem with that too. But if we say, this is verse 32, but if we say from men, they feared the people, for all held that Yohanan was a prophet indeed. verse 33, and answering, they said to Yeshua, "We do not know." In other words, they opted to just weenie out. And Yeshua, answering, said to them, "Neither do I say to you by what authority I do these." In other words, you're not of the people that I'm here to talk to. And he started talking to the people, okay? Here is the beginning of chapter 12, verse 1. "And he began to speak to them in parables." Oh, he was famous for that. "A man planted a vineyard and put a hedge around it and dug a vat for the winepress and built a watchtower and let it out to farmers and went away." In other words, he rented it. You can reference Psalm 80, verse 8, Psalm 80, verse 8, and Isaiah 5, verses 1 and 2. That's Isaiah 5, verses 1 and 2. Verse 2, "And at harvest time, he sent a servant to the farmers to receive some of the fruit of the vineyard from the farmers." Verse 3. "And they seized him and beat him and sent him away empty-handed." Let me get a little hit of coffee here. Verse 4. "And again he sent them another servant, and throwing stones at him, they wounded him in the head and sent him away, having insulted him." Verse 5. "And again he sent another, and they killed him and many others, beating some and killing some." Verse 6. Listen to this. "He had one more son, his beloved." Now, who might that be? "One more son, his beloved. He sent him last of all, saying, 'They shall respect my son.'" Verse 7. "But those farmers said among themselves, 'This is the heir. Come, let us kill him, and the inheritance shall be ours.'" Verse 8, chapter 12. "So they took him and killed him and threw him out of the vineyard." Verse 9. "What then shall the owner of the vineyard do? He shall come and destroy the farmers and give the vineyard to others." Verse 10. And you can reference Psalm 118, verse 22. That's Psalm 118, verse 22 for verse 10. "Have you not read this scripture? 'The stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone.'" Verse 11. And you can reference Psalm 118, verse 23. Psalm 118, verse 23, for verse 11. "This was from Yahweh, and it is marvelous in our eyes." Verse 12. And they, that's speaking of these evil Elamites, were seeking to seize him, but feared the crowd, for they knew he had spoken the parable against them. They were the wicked farmers that had killed all the prophets, you see. All the servants of Yahweh that he sent. And leaving him, they went away. Verse 13 of chapter 12. And they sent to him some of the Pharisees and the Herodians to catch him in a word. And when they came, they said to him, "Teacher, we know that you are true." Boy, they're sucking up. "And it does not concern you about anyone." In other words, you don't worry about having a high opinion for anybody in authority. "For you are not partial to any." In other words, you don't suck up to the rich and powerful. "But teach the way of Elohim in truth." That, you know, they're buttering him up with this preface. "Is it right to pay taxes to Caesar or not?" Verse 15. "Should we pay or should we not pay?" And he, knowing their hypocrisy, said to them, "Why do you try me? Bring me a denarius to look at." That's a Roman monetary unit. Verse 16. "And they brought it, and he said to them, 'Whose likeness and inscription is this?' And they said to him, 'Caesar's.'" "So Yahshua said to them, 'Give to Caesar what is Caesar's, and to Elohim what is Elohim.'" And to Elohim what is Elohim's. What belongs to Yahweh belongs to Yahweh. And they marveled at him. Verse 18. And you can reference Acts chapter 23, verse 8. That's Acts 23, verse 8 for verse 18. "And Sadducees, who say there is no resurrection, came to him, and they asked him, saying," verse 19, "Teacher, Moshe wrote to us that if a brother of anyone dies and leaves his wife behind and leaves no children, his brother should take his wife and raise up offspring for his brother." Now that is in Deuteronomy 25, verses 5 and 6. That's Deuteronomy 25, verse 5 and 6. Verse 20. "There were seven brothers, and the first took a wife and died, leaving no offspring." Verse 21. "And the second took her, and he died, leaving behind no offspring. And the third likewise." Verse 22. "And the seven left no offspring. Last of all, the woman died too." Verse 23. See, they don't believe in a resurrection. "In the resurrection, then, when they rise, whose wife shall she be, for seven had her as wife?" Okay. And Yeshua answering said to them, "Is this not why you go astray? Because you do not know the scriptures nor the power of Elohim?" And you can reference Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. Matthew 22:29 on that. Verse 25. "For when they rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as messengers in the heavens." Now here is verses 26 and 27. Verses 26 and 27, you can reference 4th Maccabees, chapter 5, verse 37. That's 4th Maccabees 5, 37, verse 26. "And concerning the dead that they rise, have you not read in the book of Moshe, at the bush," that's the burning bush, remember, "how Elohim spoke to him, saying, I am the Elohim of Abraham, and the Elohim of Yitzhak, and the Elohim of Yaakov." And in verse 26, you can reference Exodus 3, verse 6. This is separate, okay, just for this verse. And 4th Maccabees 7, 19. That's Exodus 3, verse 6. And 4th Maccabees 7, verse 19. Verse 27. "He is not the Elohim of the dead, but Elohim of the living. You then go greatly astray." Verse 28 through 34, that's for all of them. There are other references for individual verses. But 28 through 34, coming up, you can reference Luke chapter 10, verses 25 through 28. That's Luke 10, 25 through 28. Verse 28, "And one of the scribes coming near, hearing them reasoning together, knowing that he had answered them well, asked him, which is the first command of all?" Verse 29, and for verse 29, you can reference Devarim, that would be Deuteronomy, chapter 6, verse 4. Deuteronomy 6, 4. "And Yeshua answered him, the first of all the commands is, hear, O Israel, Yahweh our Elohim, Yahweh is one. At Shema Israel, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Echad." In the Hebrew, okay? Verse 30. And you can reference Deuteronomy 6, verse 5 on verse 30. "And you shall love Yahweh your Elohim with all your heart and with all your being, with all your mind and with all your strength. This is the first command." Verse 31, and you can reference Vayikra 19:8. That's Leviticus 19:8. "And the second, like it, is this: you shall love your neighbor as yourself. There is no other command greater than these." What's your neighbor? Who's your neighbor? Your Israelite neighbor, okay? Israelite neighbor. He's not talking about anybody but Israel. Don't universalize it. Verse 33. And Verse 33, you can reference Deuteronomy 6, 5. Deuteronomy chapter 6, verse 5. And Hosea chapter 6, verse 6. That's Hosea 6, 6. Verse 33. And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding, with all the being and with all the strength. And to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the ascending offerings and offerings. That's ascending offerings is burnt offerings where the smoke ascended. Verse 34. That's verse 32. My little bookmark slid down over it. Let's go back to verse 32. And the scribe said to him, "Well said, teacher, you have spoken the truth. For there is one Elohim, and there is no other beside him." And that's Deuteronomy chapter 4, verse 35. Deuteronomy 4:35. I'm sorry about that, folks, but I'm using a credit card plastic thing, and it slid down the page. Oops. Verse 33, this is the scribe speaking, "And to love him with all the heart and with all the understanding and with all the being, with all the strength, and to love one's neighbor as oneself is more than all the ascending offerings and offerings." Okay, I just read that. Verse 34. "And when Yahshua saw that he answered wisely, he said to him, 'You are not far from the reign of Elohim.' And after that, no one was bold enough to question him." Okay, the scribe might have been a follower of the Talmud, but he might have been an Israelite, because not all of them, the scribes and Pharisees, not all of them were non-Israelites. Most of them were. The ones in control were, but this is just a guy that was a scribe. He wrote. Okay. Verse 35. "And Yahshua responding said, while teaching in the set apart place, 'How is it that the scribes say that Messiah is the son of David?'" Now he's going to stump them with this one. Verse 36, you can reference Psalm 110, verse 1. That's Psalm 110, verse 1. Verse 36, "David himself said by the set apart spirit, 'Yahweh said to my master, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies a footstool of your feet.'" Verse 37. David himself calls him master. In what way then is he his son? "And the large crowd heard him gladly." Verse 38. "And in his teaching he was saying to them, 'Beware of the scribes, who like to walk around in long robes and like greetings in the marketplaces.'" Big show, like they do in the Judeo-Christian churches today. "Oh, brother so-and-so, yeah," and they're real loud and everybody's looking at them. Yeah, those are the church elders, yeah. Mm-hmm. Verse 39, "And the best seats in the congregation and the best places at feasts." These are the scribes that are keeping the books, okay. Verse 40, "who are devouring widows' houses." In other words, they're accountants and they're making people kick widows out of houses for debts. Okay, verse 40, who are devouring widows' houses and for a show make long prayers. These shall receive greater judgment. In other words, they're really going to get hammered on judgment day. Because they appear to be righteous, but then they're the moneylenders, bookkeepers, and they're confiscating the houses of these widows who have no money, instead of being merciful and charitable to them. Verse 41. And sitting opposite the treasury, he saw how much the people put copper into the treasury, and many rich ones put in much. Verse 42. And a poor widow came and threw in two small copper coins, which amount to a cent. That's a widow's mite. They're just mighty small, okay? Little thing. That's all she had. Verse 43. And calling near his taught ones, not everybody, his taught ones, he said to them, truly, I say to you that this poor widow has put in more than all those putting into the treasury. Verse 44, for they all put in out of their excess, but they had money to burn. They put in out of their excess. But she, out of her poverty, put in all that she had, her entire livelihood, because she loved Yahweh and wanted to donate. And she only had a little teensy tiny bit, but she put that in because of love of the Father. That's true faith. And that's what he pointed out to his taught ones, that this woman, being extremely poor, that little 2 cents worth was more than all the rich people had put in, because it was more to her because of her poverty, and she gave from her heart. She was not a worshiper of stuff. She was a worshiper of Yahweh. And she that was more important, that what she gave, than what the rest gave in all their riches. That'll end the reading for today. We'll begin in chapter 13 on the next show. These are such great reads, and they're so important. I hope you are bearing with me. I'm going slow because I don't want to gloss over any of these. Even though these books repeat themselves, they are phrased differently, and there are little differences in the books as far as content, and we cannot ignore that. So, these are great studies. I really, really enjoy these. I love reading these and recounting and explaining things and giving you the notes. And I certainly hope that you are enjoying them too. It is a great pleasure to me to do this. Well, that'll end the show for today. I'm gonna do the bumper music and maybe a country song or so. May Yahweh bless and keep you. Praise Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
You better